I have always been fascinated by metaphysical faith claims. The world was created in 6 days. Time is beginningless. There was only one Big Bang that started it all. When we die, we go to heaven, we're reborn, it's lights out. I want to find those ultimate answers. And certainty is very appealing to me. I can never really commit to those faith claims, though. I've told you before that I practice Buddhism, and I do suspect that Buddhism's claims are true, enough to keep doing such a difficult and, frankly, boring practice. But I always have an agnostic heart. That's why I love Unitarian Universalism. It's a faith that holds the never-ending search for truth as sacred. The one piece of faith that I am not agnostic about is that one central claim that they all seem to be able to agree on. I studied comparative religion in college. I studied ecumenics in grad school. And I can tell you, finding something people can agree on across faiths is not easy. But there is one thing they all seem to get behind. You find it woven throughout the seven principles of Unitarian Universalism as well. All faiths teach that practicing compassion and kindness is at the core of living a meaningful life. The kindness I've practiced, especially when it was hard, brings me the greatest satisfaction. And the regrets I have in life nearly always have to do with failures to be kind. Sure, I wish I'd worked harder to learn Spanish when I was young enough to lose that accent. And it would be nice if I had invested in a good IRA in college. But I don't find myself feeling guilty about those things. They're passing thoughts, not a real sense of regret. I cringe, though, when I think of the time when, as a very young child, I drowned a caterpillar out of curiosity. I feel terrible when I think of the way I wouldn't play with a girl in fifth grade because she smelled bad. Looking back with an adult's perspective, I realize that, of course, she was neglected by her parents, and a friend was exactly what she needed. These are the regrets that stay with me, the kind of things that will pop up in my mind at random times and make me feel real sadness. It seems to me that this is true of most people. When I'm not here, I'm a hospice chaplain. And in my work with dying people, I've found that it's often pretty small things that people remember with regret on their deathbed. And those small things usually have to do with a failure of kindness, of being good to others. And the things that make people light up are the memories of helping people and the relationships that resulted from their kindness. So I've been inspired lately by an effort of one of my Tibetan Buddhist teachers, Dzogchen Panlop Rinpoche. It's called Go Kind, and it's a very simple call to bring more kindness into our lives. The first piece of the effort is just to make a commitment to make kindness an everyday practice. And the next is to post pictures or video of some of the acts of kindness you add to your life to social media with the hashtag GoKind. So that's how I heard about Becca told me to, by the way. In the midst of what feels like an ocean of suffering, GoKind is such a balanced and practical response. So often these days, I feel helpless, and maybe you do too. I read the news and the enormity of suffering we seem to be inviting into the world, and I feel completely overwhelmed. I want to save the world from the impending doom of climate change and end oppression. I want to save all the refugees. I want to stop people from driving slow in the left lane. You know, something that really makes a difference. And with a government that seems hostile to most of the things that I hope for and a system controlled very heavily by money, it feels like there really isn't much I can do. I have a toddler. I work. I don't have millions of dollars to influence people. But then I remember a story I once heard of a man who worked in a toll booth. I wish I could remember his name for you. You wouldn't think of a toll booth worker as someone who has this huge ability to change the world. But this guy, he made a practice of spreading joy. He gave everyone who came through his toll booth, a piece of candy and a friendly word. And he impacted the lives of millions of people. By simply using the opportunities that he had easily available to share his kindness with others. He did more to change the world for the better than most people ever do. We're all interconnected, and who knows how wide that impact was. I'm not saying you're off the hook when it comes to those bigger things, the big picture, voting, making calls to your representatives, building grassroots movements, those things we do to be responsible citizens of the larger world. But there are so many chances to be kind, and we can let those pass and give up the power we do have if we focus too much on searching for some big gesture that we can make or the grand strategy for solving the world's problems. We have less power than we'd like, but far more power than we use. So as you leave, you can choose to take a piece of paper from this basket if you feel up for it. It's an assignment for a random act of kindness. Little things like holding the door open for somebody or putting change in the vending machine at the local hospital emergency room. And for a bonus, if you're a social media user, you could post a picture of what you're doing to Facebook or Twitter with the hashtags GoKind and Becca told me to. And you might even put in a shout out for the church. Whatever else spiritual life is about, at its core, it's about becoming kinder. It's simple, but it's really, really hard work. And that's why we need a spiritual practice and a community to help us. That's why we need church. That's why we put up with the headaches here, the financial worries, the air conditioner that breaks down, the people with their quirks and the annoying way they insist on being different from us sometimes. In fact, often it's those people who really grind our gears that help us the most when it comes to learning kindness. Real kindness is kindness without regard for what we get in return and whether we like the recipient or feel that they're worthy. When we're kind in those circumstances, we know it's not just an expression of ordinary selfishness. I've seen Buddhist teachers bless spiders with exactly the same attention that they give a human baby. And to me, that's what kindness looks like. Just open, not judging, love that is freely given. If everyone could practice that in their lives, imagine how the world would change. And I can feel some of your cynical thoughts right now, because I have them too. You know, it's not me who needs to be more kind. It's those other people over there. The ones committing atrocities and torturing animals and driving slow in the left lane. And it's true. There's a lot of cruelty that goes beyond what I can comprehend. And I wish I could wave a magic wand and make some people change in large and small ways. But the truth is, it is hard enough to change myself. What would make me think I could change someone else? We have less power than we'd like, but more power than we use. And changing ourselves is something we can do anytime, but rarely try. In reality, that's the only way we can really start bringing more wisdom and compassion into the world, by practicing it ourselves. Maybe if we do that, we can begin to influence others. Maybe not. But there's no way we'll increase their kindness without tapping into and expressing our own. And it's important to remember as we do this, there are many ways to express that kindness. Some of them might be quite fierce. Kindness isn't always soft and sweet. And sometimes it's ourselves who we need to show that kindness to. There's such a thing as self-indulgence, but there's also self-care, and we need to care for ourselves before we can have something for others. I think deep down we know our own motivation. We know when something's coming from a place of compassion and when it's not. Sometimes kindness is discovering ourselves in our enemies and being gentle with them. Sometimes it's loudly denouncing injustice. Sometimes it's letting ourselves rest. However it's expressed, the feeling kindness gives us is one of release and fulfillment, not small satisfaction, but something expansive. And for me, that feeling makes life meaningful. So I know where I'm going when I leave here today. I'm going to do a random act of kindness, and I already know what mine is. I'm part of a parenting group online, and one of the members, who's not someone I know personally, has a transgender son who's 9 years old. Yesterday was his birthday, and he threw a party, but no one came. His friend's parents wouldn't let them because he's transgender. So I will be sending a birthday card with $5, because when I was 9, that would have been exciting to me. I can't make his parents' friends be kind, but I can be kind. I can't single-handedly stamp out transphobia, but I can do something that matters for someone who needs it. So I hope you'll join me in going kind. I have the basket with me if you need ideas. You have more power than you use. I invite you to use it.